The 2026 Halifax Pride Festival runs from July 16th to 26th. The 11-day festival features performances galore, a parade, family events, and community celebrations across the city. It is a fun way to bring together members of the LGBTQ+ community and allies alike. However, it was never all about the glitter and fabulousness. The first ever Pride took place in 1970 in New York City, marking the one-year anniversary of the Stonewall Riots. It was a form of protest against homophobia, transphobia, and general hate against the LGBTQ+ community. This type of event began here in Halifax a little bit later in 1998 with an inaugural event known as the Paper Bag March. About 75 people participated in this march, all wearing paper bags to conceal their identities. Since then, Pride has become a joyful and triumphant celebration of how far our society has come since then, and a somber reminder of how far we have yet to go. The main event of Pride has to be the parade, this year's being held on Saturday, July 18th. I got the opportunity to walk the parade representing CKDU, with thousands of people lining the streets watching. Organizers say there were more than 100 floats in the parade, making it one of the biggest yet. The day beforehand, however, was a bit more somber. On Friday, July 17th, MLA Lisa LaChance hosted a panel on democracy and social justice in the face of rising hate. Both in person and online, people from all areas of the community came together to talk about building community, taking political action, and shaping a Nova Scotia where everyone belongs. One of the keynote speakers was Faye Johnstone, a leader in trans advocacy and executive director of the Queer Momentum Group. As she explained, and I quote, "The climate is just lovely. Everyone's happy and living their best life, but I think it's tricky, and I think that the landscape is really rough right now. I think over the last 5 years, we've seen an increase in anti-2SLGBTQIA+ rhetoric, violence, and a tidal shift where I think a lot of us were looking at a world and imagining that the next generation would be happier, healthier, and more free. And now we're waking up to a world where it's a question mark now. And it didn't feel like a question mark 5 or 10 years ago, and that's a really scary thing to wrangle with." Johnstone does believe that things will get better, however. There is a lot of work to be done to get there. As she said during the panel, another quote, "I want a movement that doesn't organize to feel good and doesn't just speak to itself and hang out with other gay people, but learns how to have conversations with straight people again, because they're not as scary as we sometimes think they are, and we have a really good agenda that they might be interested in." Pride is always tons of fun, but it is so much more than that. It originates from protest and rebellion, showcasing the community's resilience and perseverance. It is more important now than ever. Thanks for listening to CKDU. I'm Jenna McConnell. This story was made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.